I'm Erica McIntyre, Jason's Connections Content Director. Today I'll be talking with Kylie Brookbank, student and author of a memoir with her mother, Lori Highlander, called Beautiful Scars. In 2014, Kylie was severely burned in a house explosion. The book tells the story of Kylie's and Lori's experiences and their family's journey from crisis to healing. So thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us today, Kylie.
Yeah, no problem.
Just tell our listeners a little about yourself.
My name's Kylie. I was in a house explosion in 2014. I went to Shriners Hospital for Children in Cincinnati for 38 days, and I spent that long in there. And I was about 45% burned. I had to do intense therapy, and I had to really struggle. I struggled really hard to get back to my normal self. But now I'm doing 100% better. I'm back to the same person I was before, and I wrote a book, and it's called Beautiful Scars. And I hope that it inspires someone somewhere.
Great. So talk a little bit more about Shriners, because I know they're a cause that's now really dear to you and your family's heart. There, a portion of the book's proceeds are going to go to Shriners, is it not, or am I wrong on that?
No, yes, it is. A portion of them will go to Shriners in Cincinnati.
Okay, great. And how many Shriners hospitals are there across the country? Because there's more than the Cincinnati one, isn't there?
Yeah, I think there's 14 of them. Is that right?
Wow.
14 to 17, something like that.
And they treat kids regardless of ability to pay, don't they? Or am I mistaken
yes.
about that too?
Yeah, they are completely donation based. So they don't make anyone pay anything unless you donate.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So what led you and your mom to decide to write a book about all of this?
We just really wanted to help someone somewhere. We knew that there's probably not that many cases of the same situation that I was in, but there was definitely people out there that have problems that they're going through in their everyday life, and regardless of what problem it is, anyone can relate to my story and how I felt during everything, and we really wanted to help someone.
Right. So what was it like writing a book with your mom?
It was a little hard at times because I didn't know what she said and she didn't know what I said. So we were just kind of repeating ourselves a lot because we did a bunch of interviews with the person that helped us write it, and she would ask us the same questions, but we'd have completely different answers. And it was really nice to have another person's perspective, like to see my mom's perspective of everything and her to see mine. It was a really cool experience.
And your brother contributed a section of this book, too.
Yeah,
can you
he
talk
did.
A bit about him and about his part in all of this?
His part in the book was just telling how he felt. We really wanted to have another person in there because obviously me and my mom were going through it. And it was mainly me, but to have my brother in there was like another person who had gone through it, who saw what happened, and he was going through something completely different. I was going through healing and recovery and that sort of thing, and he was going through struggling to be okay with himself. He thought that it was his fault for the longest time, and he really needed help for himself to get through everything, and I think that the book helped him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was the hardest part of your recovery?
The hardest part was just getting myself to do the things that I had to do. I had to do so much therapy, and I didn't want to do it at all. I wanted to just be able to relax and enjoy myself that way. I didn't want to have to work to get back to where I was, but I knew I had to, so it was really tough for me to make myself do stuff that I did not want to do.
Mm-hmm. And so where are you at now with your recovery? You said you're 100% better. I mean, are you what's your life like now?
I am back to the same, like, physically where I was then or before then, but I'm taking life one step at a time. I'm not like, getting ahead of myself or thinking too much about the future or the past. I'm just staying in the moment and like, moving forward.
That sounds like a really good lesson. Would you say that's definitely one of the lessons you've learned about the value of being present in the moment?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Because then I was just like, I just never thought about like life like that. I thought about just random stuff like the future, or even the past, and I took advantage of time and where I was in my life, and now I don't do that anymore.
Mm-hmm. So what are your future goals for yourself? You're about to graduate high school, is that right?
Yeah, I graduate in the next week or so. And after that, I'm going to Xavier University.
Awesome. So you're staying in the Cincinnati area?
Yep.
And what do you plan to study at Xavier, or do you even know yet?
No, I don't know yet, but I'm going to figure it out when I'm there.
Exactly. And don't let them press you. I didn't declare a major until I was a junior. Take your time. Figure it out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how, you know, so you had the accident. You were in Shriners. You know, there came a day when you had to try to resume your normal life and go back to school. And what was that like for you?
It was tough because I still couldn't do anything on my own. And when I went back to school, I didn't have school on my mind at the time. I had, like, my therapy and that kind of thing on my mind all the time. And going back to school made me think, oh, there's another thing I have to worry about. I have to worry about school. And it was just, like, another problem on top of another problem.
How have your friends and your classmates and your teachers been with you? Have they been supportive? Have you had people be, you know, not cool to you about things? Because, you know, sometimes people, kids particularly, teenagers especially, can be pretty mean about differences. Have you experienced that at all, or have people been mostly good?
Mostly good, but there has been one person, she's a teacher, but she's mentioned a few things to me, and they weren't very nice things, but for the most part, everyone has been very supportive. She's the only person that I've come across that hasn't been supportive to me, and but all of my other friends, they're great to me. They helped me through everything.
Yeah. So as part of this odyssey, this was one of the more fascinating parts of the book, you meet Justin Bieber?
Yeah.
That's kind of incredible. Can you explain how that happened?
Yeah, the Doctors TV show reached out to a couple people that they knew that I guess they saw that were involved with me, and then they reached out to me and my mom, and they wanted us to call them. And at first we really didn't think anything of it. We were like, oh, this isn't real. I don't think this would ever happen, so this probably isn't even real. But we decided we'd call them anyways and see if it is real. And it was real, and they were like, yeah, we want you to come out as soon as possible. So they put us on a flight in the next 2 days, and we were in L.A., and we just thought that we were doing just a segment on the show. And until the actual segment was in there, we had no idea. Like, we were on the show, and they just brought him out there. Yeah.
I can't imagine the surprise.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Does this, I mean, you know, because you experienced this, you know, the physical aspect of it, but this affected your whole family. I mean, what do you think you guys learned about each other as a family, and how has it affected your family, you know, going forward into the rest of your lives?
I think we learned that it's just really strong, and we all really needed each other, and we still do need each other, and we just learned to support each other more. I mean, we've always supported each other, but we haven't ever had to have something that big in our lives together, and we learned how to lean on each other and ask for help when we needed it, and we still do that today. Like, if any of us need anything, we're all there for each other.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So the book is out now.
Yep.
If people want to actually get a copy of it, where can they do that at? Is it for sale everywhere or just through your website, or how can they get a hold of the book?
You can get it on our website. It's kicamprojects.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also get it on Amazon, or you can get it at bookstores.
Okay. So talk a little bit about KICAM, because your mom was inspired to start a company.
Yeah.
Which is pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Great. So what is KICAM?
She started the company because she wanted to be able to publish other people's stories too, not just mine. She wanted to search for more than just my book. She wanted to have the same sort of books, like the inspiring and uplifting books, but she wanted to get other people's stories out there, not just mine.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you guys are doing a full list of books by all sorts of different people.
Yeah.
A pretty cool thing, because story is really powerful, as I'm sure you've learned since you went public with yours. You've gotten a lot of media attention. Has that been stressful for you? I mean, I would think that it might be, but I don't know. I mean, how has being so in the spotlight been for you?
It was tough at first because I'd never had anything like that happen. I had just been my private self, but it's gotten a little better. I understand, mm-hmm. like, that I can say no. I don't have to do everything that someone is asked for me to do. So it's been tough at first because I had to get used to a whole new lifestyle. Like, I couldn't just say no one knows about me. Like, they don't need to know about me. They don't want to do anything like this. But now I have to, and that's okay with me because I've gotten used to it since then.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, what do you hope people take? You know, if people take nothing else from your story, what do you hope they take from it?
I want people to know that they can do anything that they put their mind to. If you try your best at something, then you can achieve whatever it is.
So is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
I think that's it.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us today. And again, the book is Beautiful Scars, and it's out now through KICAM Projects. Pick up a copy. It's a great book. I myself have read it, and it's wonderful and inspiring. And you're a shining light, Kylie.
Thank you.
Best of luck at college, and congratulations on graduating high school.
Thank you.